Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Shkolim Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloch Gimel. We're starting Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Now the Mishnah went and explained which we used to have different chisomos, different stamps, and each stamp was for the amount of nesachim that every korban needed. Says the Gemara, Niskei Rochel Ma. What about a Rochel? Rochel is a female sheep. What is the Nesachim for the Rochel? Says the Gemara, Mimad Tanin, the fact that we mentioned the Mishnah. Gdi, which means the Choysom of Gdi, which Gdi, the translation refers to a goat. Meshamesh Niskei Tsoin Gdoin Lemektanim. It works for all Tsoin, the big ones, the small ones, Chorim Benekavers. Hadom or Niskei Rochel, Niskei Gdi. The same Nesachim that you have for the Gdi, it's the same Nesacha that you have for the Rachel, the female sheep. Selling work, Siv, Kocho Yase, Leshor Echod, Oy La'ay Lechod, Oy Laseh, Bakasovim, Oy Ba'izim. So by the Shor, it just says Shor. By the Ayil, it says Ayil, and it says Seh, and it says Ksovim, it says Izim. So you learn from here, it says the Gemara in Daf, Mim Amud Alef, Magid Shalei Chilik Beniski Egil and Ixti Eshor. It doesn't matter, a small calf or a big ox, it's the same type of Nesachim, the same amount of Nesachim. Says the Gemara, Shaya Bedin, you would think otherwise. Ben Tsoin to Nesachim, uben Aboker to Nesachim, a young sheep needs to have Nesachim, and a young calf needs to have Nesachim, im atzanu shechilik ben niske keves niske ail, the same with the difference by a sheep, between a younger sheep and an older sheep, between a keves and a ail, lekach nachloik ben niske egel and niske shor, so we should also separate between a calf and an ox. Talmud lo ima kach yaseh lashor echot, says Kach Yaseh Megid Shelo Chilik Beniske Egel Niske Shor. It's the same thing. The Shor is Echod. It's all one. It's all the same. There's no difference in the different ages of the Shor. Continues the Gemara Oy La'ayil Lama Neimar. Why it says Ayil? Shehabedin. Now we'll do another thing that we will do on our own. Imatzan Shechilik Beniske Ben Shor Niske Ben Shatayim. We see there's a chiluk between a keves, which is 1 year old, and a ayil, which is a 2 year old. Lakach Nachlik Beniske Shatayim Niske Shor. So we will also differentiate between a 2 year old and a 3 year old. There's only one ayil. I mean, once you get to the age of two, it's the same nesachim for all ages. What do you dash from the words olaseh b'kfosim? Shehabedin. Another thing we do on our own. Im atzanu shechilik ben niski keves niski ayil. You differentiate between a keves and ayil. Lakach nachlik ben niski kivso niski rochel. So also maybe we'll separate between the female, the young female, and the older female. Tomud loymar olaseh b'kfosim. The pasuk tells me there's no difference in the female. Or by Izim Lama Neemar, why does it say the goats? Shehabedin, imatzan shechik beniske keves niske ayil. We see that we separate between a young sheep and an older sheep. Lekach nachlik beniske gdil niske taish. So also maybe we'll differentiate between a young goat and an older goat. Tomud loymar oy be Izim. Hikish kotot shebe Izim, lagodlo shebet yoshim. You take the young goat and the older goat, mazeb shloish shlugim, the same amount of nesachim you have for both. Kedusha Gemara brings the end of the Mishnah. Hashem Ayim Kosov had the day on the Chayusov to make sure that someone's not going to use for a different day. Says the Gemara, Agatzuchos Shizivug Oysa Ayim. If it says on a Tuesday, maybe he's going to bring next week on Tuesday. It says Tuesday. They're going to think it's from this day. Says the Gemara, Hashem Mishmaya Kosov Elov. We know there's 24 Mishmaris of Kehuna, 24 groups. So it says the name of the Mishmar. The next week is a different Mishmar. Says the Gemara, Agatzuchos Shizivug Oysa Mishmar. But what happens is he's going to bring the Choysom from the same Mishmar but from last time. Meaning the Mishmaras, each one came about twice a year. So you would 6 months later, after the first Mishmar came the same Mishmar again. Now he's going to bring the Choysom from 6 months ago. Shema Yoim Shem Shabbos Shem Choysom HaKosolem. It says the name of the day, which means, for example, Tuesday. It says the name of the Shabbos. The Korban Eidin explains, he says, which Shabbos is it of the month? Is it the second Shabbos of the month, the third Shabbos of the month? And then it says the name of the month. Afilu lezavik eino motzo lezavik. Even if we try to do it, it's very hard that the Mishmar will come again in the same month, and the same week, and the same day to get to that same exact moment with the same Mishmar. That's almost impossible. We're not choshish v'da ramos. Halacha dala zog de Mishnah shtei l'shochoi soyu b'migdosh. There were two rooms in the Migdosh. Achaz lishkas chashoim. It was called the department of chashoim. V'chad lishkas hakelim, department of kelim. Lishkas Chashoyim, what is that? Yirei Chet Noisim L'Toyuchoy B'Chashay. The Yirei Chet, I mean Yirei Shamayim, put money in there for tzedakah. V'anim Neitoyvim Misparnisim L'Toyuchoy B'Chashay. And poor Poor people, Bnei Toivim, meaning they came from important families, they were spineless, they want to get tzedakah in public. So they went there, it was b'chashai, it was quietly, they got tzedakah. Lishka zakelim, kol mishem, bisnadev kli zorka l'toicha. Someone wants to donate a vessel to Beis HaMikdash, he puts it in that room. V'hachas l'shloishim yoyim ha-gizborim po'ischim oiso. Every 30 days, the gizborim go in, and they open the room. Kli shem otso boi tzorich l'bedek abai, it's clear that they need to use, they want to use Beis HaMikdash, menichim oiso, they kept it. The other ones they sold, the money goes to the Lishka of Betek Abayis where they kept the money. They were responsible for tzedakah. They used to give him a dinner, says they want to have memo with Beis, meaning we're continuing the theme of the Mishnah, there's some poor people did not want that people should know they're getting tzedakah. So even the Gaboy Tzedakah didn't know. There were certain people, there was only one person who knew. They gave it to him, he gave it to these Anim that nobody wanted to know. They didn't want anybody to know about them. Rav Zechariah Chatoni de Rav Levi. Rav Zechariah was the son-in-law of Levi. Everybody spoke about him. They said that he's taking Tzedakah, he doesn't really need it. I mean, the Namach, when he died, Botkon, he checked. He would give the Tzedakah to others. But he didn't want anybody to be embarrassed. He didn't say he's giving it to others. Rav Chinuch bar Papa Ava Maflig Mitzvah Balayla used to give tzedakah in the night when nobody could see. Chazan Pogabi Rabbon and the Ruchai once came the head of the Ruchus, the Shade. Ba'omer Leilu came out from the river. Didn't you teach us? Leitosik Gvul Recho. You should not go to the Gvul of somebody else. This is the time the Shading are in the world in the night. Why are you here? Omer Leilu Leikin Kti Matan Beseise Yich Fehaf. Didn't we learn that if you give tzedakah quietly, that will take away the anger of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Vam Stafa Minei V'Orig Rekamoy. So he was scared of him and he ran away. Then say the pasuk, it's good to give to the poor. He's smart, does it with wisdom to give to the poor. He checks what's the best way to give tzedakah. He sees this ben toivim that lost his money. And he's coming from a rich family. He says, listen, I heard that you got an inheritance from somewhere else, a faraway place. You have a distant uncle who died, and you're getting a lot of money. So the meantime, take this money, you'll pay me back when you get the Yerusha. Once he took the money, he says, don't give it back, it's a gift. It used to be these old people in our days that they accepted tzedakah only what was given to them between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim. Only that time period you would get it. So by the way, this daf is learned in this cycle on Yom Kippur, and we mentioned here Yom Kippur on the daf. So these old people used to take tzedakah only during a sesame tshuvah. Afterwards, they stopped taking tzedakah. Amrin dashtan gabon. Or the Shoson Gabon, meaning the year is by us. Because whatever we have a Gzer Mishraim already by Yom Kippur, the Gzer of Parnassah was ready in Gzer. And when Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, we're going to get. But between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's still the Gzer was not done, so then they took Tzedakah. So the one, Nechemi Yishichin, Pogabo Yerushalayim Yechod, Nechemi Yishichin, met him some guy from Yerushalayim. Omer Lezekei Micha Targol, he says, please, I want to eat a piece of chicken. In those days, the chicken was more expensive than meat. Here is money for meat. Go buy if you sell meat. Why do you need chicken? He bought meat and he ate and he died. Because he was a very sensitive person. He used to eat chicken. He lost his money. And for him, he needed to eat chicken, not meat. So Rav Nechemiah Shichin was crying out and saying, give a hesped to the one that Nechemiah killed. In other words, he took responsibility that he killed this person. The Gemara brings another terrible story about this. He was bringing a gift to the house of his father-in-law. This Mukeshchin is someone who's sick. He met him. He says, please give me some food. He says, I'm running to my father-in-law's house. I'm going to come back. I'll bring you food. When he came back, he saw that he died. So he said, my eyes that saw you, but did not give you, istamion, will become blind. My hands that did not give you tzedakah, iskaton, will be cut off. My legs that did not run to give you, isamion, will break. umata sekin. That's what happened to him. He lost his hands, his legs, and his eyesight. So Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came to him to visit him. Omerle, Aili shani roi sochken. This is a terrible that seeing in such a bad position. The opposite. It's terrible that I don't see you in this position. You're cursing me that it happened to me? Why are you just pushing away Yisurim? Yisurim is a great thing. It's a great milah, says Nochem Yish Gamzu. When a person has Yisurim, so he has kaparo, he rectifies his sins. Again, very fitting for Yom Kippur. So he tells Rabbi Akiva, you saying, oh, it's terrible, you see me this way, you should appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that I have the Yisurim and I have a kaparo. Everyone should have a Gemar Chasima Toivo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Mem.